Hello.
Hello, this is customer service giving you a call back.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you did. I've been waiting here. I got a question for you. I'm on Social Security, and I have a ledger book that I keep, and every time I use my debit card, I mark it in there. Well, I called the bank to see what went through and what hasn't, and I noticed a charge on there for $82.45. And I'm racking my brains out. It's like, what did I buy for that kind of money? So I went to the bank, and they're the ones that gave me the phone number for this your place. Okay, it was like in, but I won't it won't show up on my statement. That won't come out for another week or two. But it was for the headlamp or the headlights. And the thing is, when I purchased that, the very next day, I got the confirmation. But the confirmation was for the warranty and for the shipping and handling part of it. There was nothing that came that said, because when I ordered it was supposed to be free and pay shipping and handling only. Then I went ahead and added the 1 year warranty on it. Well, now I'm getting billed for $82 for something that was supposed to be free.
Okay, so I'll be able to assist you with that. Can I start off by pulling up your zip code?
Yeah, it's 44432.
You said 44432?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Pardon?
So, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Lola Garofalo.
Okay, give me one second, ma'am. Okay, and to further assist you, can you please verify your shipping address for security purposes?
39143 Elk Avenue, Lisbon, Ohio, 44432.
Thank you. Okay, so I do see the headlamp and the warranty. So the 8245 that you're seeing. Okay, so when you purchase
Yeah.
a headlamp, in the terms and conditions, it'll say that 3 days after you purchase the headlamp, you will then be enrolled in the Factory Direct store on a monthly membership fee, and that's the charge you're seeing. And with that fee, you also do receive a voucher in your email for $125 that you can use towards anything on that website.
If I had known that, I mean, I'm on Social Security. I can't afford $82. And why would they say it's free and then turn around and charge?
So you the headlamp was you just paid the shipping for it. The 8245 is for the membership fee. It's not for the headlamp. But did you want to get canceled today?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me one second. I'll get you canceled and then I'll come back with your cancellation number.
Okay, now will I, my bank be credited that 8245?
Okay, have you disputed this charge, ma'am?
Have I what?
Have you disputed this charge with your bank?
No, I just went there today to find out who, you know, what that transaction was. Now, within the day, I got the confirmation on the shipping and the handling, but there was nothing about $84 or $82 that was going to be taken out of my checking account.
Yes, ma'am. It'll explain that in the terms and conditions before you pay the shipping for the headlamp. But give me one second, I'll get you canceled, and then I'll see about that refund for you.
I would appreciate it.
Give me one second. Okay, ma'am. So I do have your account fully canceled. You won't be charged anything further, and you still have access to that voucher. As for the refund, because it's stated in the terms and conditions, I can issue you a 35% refund of that charge, and it'll be $28.86 back in your account 3 to 5 business days.
All right, I'm sorry, say that again. And the thing is that got me was like upselling. It seems like a lot more companies online. You know, I ordered the one thing and then you scroll down and it's like, oh, how about this? And they throw something else at you. And I kept going, no thanks, no thanks, no thanks. I didn't want all that extra stuff. I said it was advertised and it was just like I ordered something. I did quite a bit of ordering over the last few months for like flower bulbs and stuff like that. I've never had a problem. But, you know, and I never even got a bill or anything showing me about the $82. I got the one for the shipping and then the one it said the bundle. And one
Okay.
was for like $3.97 and the other charge was $5.80. Well, those were taken out on the very next day after I put the order in.
Yes, ma'am. So, yeah, because it's stated in the terms and conditions, I can issue you a 35% refund of that charge, and that'll be $28.86 back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
All right, yeah, do whatever you have to. I'd like to get, you know, if this is the stuff I'm going to have to go through every time I see an unusual bill on my, you know, like I said, I call the bank every couple of days to see what went through and what's still out there. And I can't, I mean, I was shocked this morning when I saw that $82 on there.
Yes, ma'am, and I do understand. So, I'm issuing you this refund now, and it'll be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. You can look out for
And
that.
okay, now what, how much was that that's going to be credited back?
$28.86.
28.86. So when I see that, I'll know what that is.
Yes, ma'am. Are you ready for that
So,
cancel? Oh, go ahead.
well, okay, but the thing is, am I still getting the headlamp or not?
Yes, it says it was shipped out the 10th. I can track that for you. Actually, it doesn't have a tracking number. Oh, it might. Hold on. Give me 1 second and I can track it for you. Okay, it's expected delivery. It's actually today at by 8 p.m. It's currently in transit in Lisbon, Ohio.
Okay. Yeah, and see, when I get stuff ordered, I'd like to know when it's. There's a lot around this town where things are being mailed or FedEx to the wrong address. And then we have like a site on Facebook. It's called Lisbon Talks. And people will, you see it all the time. Hey, did somebody receive a package that was addressed to, you know, they were told that it was delivered, but things are being delivered to the wrong addresses. Or
Oh.
people are stealing them off of porches. That's why I like to know when something's being delivered so I can keep an eye out.
Yes, ma'am. So yeah, you can keep an eye out for it for today by 8 p.m.
All right, that sounds great. I thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Are you ready for that cancellation number? Or did I give it to you already?
No, you didn't, hon, but go
Okay.
ahead.
That number is C as in Charlie, 287-954. 166.
All right, so that's C as in Charles, 287-954-166.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and can I have your name, hon?
My name is Siana.
Well, that's pretty. How do you spell
Thank
that?
you. CIANNA.
That's very pretty. I like that name.
Thank you.
All right, well, I appreciate your time, hon, because, like, I called the other number that was on that the bank gave me that they could see on the screen, and I was on hold with them for 40 minutes, and I finally hung up.
Oh, yeah, I did call back, so yeah, this is a callback, so this was probably the same number you called. We just have a lot of calls in today.
Okay, just so I know, because my phone acts up sometimes, and I don't go out of the house without making sure I take it with me. I'm one of those that do a lot of yard work, and if I take the phone about in the yard with me, I'll set it down, and then 10 minutes later, I'm looking for it. It's like, where the hell did I put it at? So I try and stick by the phone if I'm expecting a call back. But I do appreciate you calling back.
No
At least
problem.
now I know what the mystery was with the money being taken out. All right, well, hon, you have a good day and thank you so much.
No problem. You have a great day as well.
Thanks, hon. Bye.